Well, we have a wonderful opportunity this morning to bring our estimate of giving forward during the hymn of invitation, Here I Am, Lord. And what we're going to do, this isn't going to be in any orderly fashion, all right? This is going to be when you feel God calling you to get up and come forward, you can do that. And we need some leaders to be first, because, you know, no one likes to be first, right? But come on up and lay your estimates of giving on the altar with the first service estimates of giving. And any time during that song as we sing. Now, I'm going to ask the ushers to pass out the extras that we have back there in case you left yours at home. So as they come forward, just let them know that you forgot yours this morning, and then fill that in so you can make sure you fold it well so it'll be a private. Go ahead and pass those out, ushers. So it'll be a private matter between you and God. And now I want to lift something up here. If you're a visitor today, you know, feel free to take an estimate of giving card, but hear me. We do not expect you, or even, we don't even fathom that you would bring one forward. If you do, praise God. But I don't want you to feel the least pressure at all this morning. This is just a unique Sunday. I think this is the first time that this church has ever done this. The stewardship team was really excited about this, and I am too, giving you an opportunity to come forward as we consecrate your estimate of giving for 2009. Now, remember that First Church exists to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, our community, and the world. And I just thank you for what you have done in 2008. It has been an amazing year. And with ministries, the way that you have supported ministries in this church has grown. There's just so many. If I start talking about it, it will last a long time. And I know you all don't want that. But so as we look at 2009, I just want to thank you in advance for giving your time, for giving your talents, and for giving your tithes to this church to glorify God and the ministries that are present here so that we can bring healing and hope to this community, so that we can introduce those who don't know who their Savior is, we can introduce them to Jesus and say, come on, follow along. Let's see what your journey is all about. So as we turn to 593 this morning, and let us prepare, after I say a prayer, to sing, Here I Am, Lord. Ushers, did we get all those passed out to everyone who needs them? All right. Let us pray. Dear God, you're an awesome God, and we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your message, and we thank you, God, that we are able to be here today, let alone to give our time and our talents and our tithe. And I just ask that you give all of us courage, that you help us, God, to step out on faith, that you help us be calm, cool, and collected in this time of maybe even scary time for some of us. Help us not succumb to the spirit of fear on several levels in this country right now, but help us be confident in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.